Walker would cut state aid to schools by around $800 million, or $1 billion if you count all money that goes to schools. He would also cut the amount by which schools can use property taxes to pay for education by roughly $550 per student. The governor says the moves represent tough decisions that will pay off for the state in the future.
We are returning to frugality and making the long-term decisions to balance our budget now and, more importantly, into the future.
The governor would also split off the University of Wisconsin-Madison from the rest of the UW system and would cut the system by $250 million in the process. Overall, Walker says his budget would reduce the structural deficit that has plagued the state for years by roughly 90%.
In fact, it is lower than the last eight budgets presented by Democrats and Republicans alike.
The governor would also restructure more than $400 million in debt to balance the budget. He would spend more on Medicaid programs like Badger Care, but his budget calls for an unspecified $500 million in cuts. The governor says passing his plan to restrict union bargaining rights would let local governments absorb the cuts they receive in this budget. But Kenosha Assembly Democrat Peter Barca said locals won't see it that way.
Really, what it appears to local officials is he's just kicking the can down to them, so that they're now going to have to deal with significant cuts.
Other Democrats seized on Walker's transportation budget, criticizing the fact that he funds major projects there while cutting aid to schools. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.